Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us in 15 minutes as we continue to get ready for Alabama and Georgia on Saturday evening. AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from now.
Yeah, man, some craziness, man, because we were talking about it. You were talking about it before the show.
This is the second time today, yes. Something we've like, oh, I wonder when this is going to happen, has happened.
Yes. Looks like Oklahoma State's like, yeah, bruh.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough. We're enough's tired enough. Of these press conferences. I knew yesterday he was talking about Mike Gundy. He's been fired by Oklahoma State provider per reports. But yesterday he's like, basically, like, I'm going to be here as long as I want to be here.
Yeah, they're not going to fire me.
And then he followed that up by, or if somebody else wants me out of here. Yeah. I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. He was talking tough for a while.
Yeah, he was been talking tough for a while, but they got his ass up out of there.
The mullet is no more. Yeah. Well, I guess he still has it, but if the mullet is no longer employed by the Oklahoma State University. He was coach there for a long time. He's the winningest coach there by over 100 games. Yeah. Like, you know, there were some good times. Some bad times as well, and it got really bad over the last couple of years.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but
and so, one of the all-time great press conferences.
Yeah, man. But something tells me he won't be far behind as far as the media.
Because he won't coach again.
No,
no one's gonna do that.
I don't think so. But I can see something.
He'll be on the big noon kickoff
or something like that.
Weeks.
Yep, something like that right there. But new era. They haven't said who's gonna be the interim coach, but now Oklahoma State will be looking for a new coach.
Yeah,
like yeah. For some reason nowadays when coaches or these jobs come up, my first thought is always, who was a good player that was an alumni?
Me too.
Every single time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly where my mind goes.
What did my boys call him? Checker? Bumden Whedon. Bumden Whedon.
Where's Bumden Whedon at? Somewhere. Probably coaching somewhere.
Yeah, probably. But, I'm surprised he fired him. I thought it would be one of the things at the end of the year mutually depart.
I did.
That's
too.
What I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I thought with all of the winning and years and all of that, there would be a little bit more. Yeah, like you handle it with a little bit more decorum.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. All right. We let it seem like he's walking away and all of that, but nope, not so fast. So they got him out of there. They add it to the list. UCLA did it last week, as did Virginia Tech. Oklahoma State followed behind, and I don't know who's next. There will be more, obviously. Yeah.
Let's see here.
What are you looking at? Oklahoma State alums?
No, I was looking for his buyout.
Oh.
Under the results of kind of his buyout is $15 million.
50?
If he's fired, 15.
Oh, 15.
If he's fired without cause.
Oh, yeah, and it seems like
before
no
December
cause.
Of 2027.
Okay. Now the thing is, how quickly does he get what part of it? Like, that's the part of it at Kentucky with Stoops. It's so complicated. Is his buyout's like $35 million, but it's has to be paid within 30 days. The whole thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Right.
So you got to get all of it within that period of time.
And we talk. What did we talk about? Well, we said that if it was a basketball, okay,
sure.
But I don't know about that.
Man, if you can get your contract written like that, you're feeling great about it because they're probably not going to fire you. It's hard for any school to come up with $35 million in a month. So they're probably not going to fire you. But then if they do, great. I'm about to get $35 million.
But that was one of the crazy things about the conversation we had with Kirby about, you know, firing these coaches. Yeah. Like, because you got to, that $20 million, that's an annual thing.
Yeah.
That, is it raised by the people?
The 20 that they get, or the revenue share?
The revenue and all those
things. That's from the media deal.
Yes, okay. Now you got a situation where, but you still are trying to raise these collectives or whatever.
Right.
But you got to raise up, like, you got to get money to pay these coaches to leave.
Right. As much as it feels like there's unlimited money with all these places, there isn't. Like, there is a bottom of the barrel. And the 20 or 30 or whatever it would be to buy out your coach is that much less money you have for NIL stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'd rather have $4 million linemen than get rid of this coach.
Yes.
You know? And I think that's the decision a lot of these programs are making. Anyway, Mike Gundy gone at Oklahoma State. It was a long, long tenure. Most of a man, I'm 40.
Yes.
Dabo did add to that. He gave us 15 more years with his rant a couple weeks ago when he said, I'm not done yet. I'm
55. I just learned how to coach.
I'm not going to the beach.
I'm not going to the beach.
I'm
going to
use that next time they want to go to the
beach. Come after me.
We're not going to the beach.
I'm a man.
Not this year. Not till I'm
55. Why was he mad about that? I cannot remember.
There was an article written about one of his players.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
An article. I can remember. He was standing up for one of his players. Okay. So that's the thing. It's like the team loved it and the fans love it. So it worked out good for him. And the person that wrote the article, they ended up being good friends too. Everybody patched it up.
Full circle.
Kumbaya. All right. Let's get to the big. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment pain.
We got to bring competition in, you know, and like, that's it. You have to do that until you get it right. You cannot allow that to be the reason to have this stuff happen, right? You know, like, we went 5-for-5 the week before, you went 0-for-2 this week, and you got to bring competition, and that's something we'll be working diligently at.
Yeah. Not what you want to hear. again, this is not the first time we've heard it this year.
They've had back-to-back kicker competitions in 2 weeks.
Not great.
No.
I mean, they've played 3 games and they've had 2 kicker competitions.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. Who knows who the kicker will be this weekend.
Okay. Before we go any further, I don't know why they won't bring in Hot Rod.
Yeah, Blankenship.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
But there's 31 other teams also
aren't doing
that. Aren't doing it.
Yeah, that was my answer too.
That's all. I mean, I done got a lot of them.
Yeah,
Randy.
Me too.
I don't know, and I'm not. But I love Hot Rod.
Sure, of course.
Like, he had a great year for St. Louis.
Yeah,
great year. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But all I know is that 31 other teams, other than the Falcons, are not bringing him in either.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's weird as hell.
Given how many teams have already changed kickers this year due to performance or injury.
Yes.
Weird. The kicker position has been weird to me for a long time anyway, because so often the guys that, and I don't know how many people are following kickers that closely in college, but for the purposes of like our fantasy league and stuff, you have to have one. The guys that tend to be really great in college don't always translate to the NFL.
They don't.
And then guys that, like Younghoe Koo, obviously some people listening heard of him in college, but in general, the college football fan never heard of that guy. And then he went on to have a really good 5-year run.
Mm-hmm.
So kickers come from all over the place. I don't know why Rodrigo Blankenship hasn't been given a job. You know, Falcons cycle through enough of these guys, maybe they'll call him.
Maybe they will. I don't know. Real quick, Andy, to get some other stuff coming out, just came out about this game this weekend against Washington.
Okay.
We talked about Jaden Daniels already. I don't think he's going to play, but he's still recovering from that knee injury. Terry McLaurin, quad.
Oh.
Yeah, quad. It's on something that they're going to monitor this week.
All right.
So it might be down the QB1 and WR1.
That's important.
Yeah.
They ran the ball really well.
They did.
Against
the Raiders
last week.
Yes.
And obviously if it isn't Jaden Daniels, you know who it is.
Yes.
It's Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
You know who their head coach is.
Yes.
Dan Quinn.
Yes.
He got cleaned out.
Dude.
On the sideline,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, he's bleeding out the face and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan got some.
That had to be a concussion, right?
Oh, no. The way he hit his head on the ground? Yes. With a man coming at you that fast? Yeah.
So, all right. So those are all some of the potential storylines for Sunday against the Commanders. Bottom line is this, man. Like, you got to must win this early in the season, but doesn't it feel close to that after 30-0 to the Panthers, and then you have the bye week, and then you have Buffalo? Like, you're staring down the potential of, like,
yep,
this thing sliding out of control fast.
What did we talk about, man? Like, getting early sooner or whatever that
means?
Getting late early or whatever that means.
It's daylight savings time in Flowery Branch, or the opposite.
One of them.
Fall back. you know, when it gets dark early.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is up
I'm
there.
I'm losing it right now. I'm getting real, because I tell you, you know, when I know when summer's coming, when my neighbor across the street, when his damn leaves start falling off the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting on my nerves.
Leaves falling is a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
I know when the pumpkin spice creamer shows up.
It's
in
already
the
out?
Oh, it's in there.
It's all right. Okay.
Yeah. Every year it's a little earlier. I'm feeling kind of fall. Okay.
All right, baby.
Whatever.
All right, babe. Whatever. But no,
I'm feeling kind of fall too.
It's a process where you're changing your coordinator position, meaning from the booth to the sideline. Hopefully that can help. Michael Penix has always had his coordinators right there with him.
Zach Robinson's going from the booth to the sideline.
Yes, yes. You made a move as far as your position coach. I do think and I do believe that the wide receiver room for the Atlanta Falcons has been whatever you want to call it, the worst of all the position groups.
Biggest disappointment.
Maybe. Now, there's things and reasons behind that. Sure. Moody's been out, working him way back. Drake, he's been okay, but ever since he banged his shoulder up, he's been okay these last couple weeks. Underwhelming, that's what I should say. Yeah. Underwhelming. They've been the most underwhelming room, I think. But a lot of that has to do with that
the
and the quarterback.
The guy who stepped in for Mooney, Casey Washington, got a concussion week one, so he hadn't played either.
And so, you know, there's a lot of reasons why this room isn't performing where it needs to be. The quarterback, you can put him in there also. But if this is what's going to help, because, you know, they are familiar with
Yates.
They are familiar with Yates. He was their coach. He coached, was he there last year?
Mm-hmm.
He was the coordinator, coach last year when, you know, both of them had monster years. Moody, almost 1,000 yards. Drake, we know about the year he had, so they have familiarity with him. Not saying that's going to turn things around, but maybe that's how he's looking at it. But right now, you're in a position where you're trying not to lose this damn season. You're trying your best not to lose this damn season.
These have to be actual solutions and not just rearranging the furniture on the Titanic.
Correct.
Because you can convince me that it's either. You can talk me into this is the actions of a desperate coaching staff today. Now, if they go on a 5-game winning streak, then you can point back to it and be like, nah, that's when everything changed.
There it is right there.
Great. Let that be true.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long, starting at $30 a month. $30 a year. I'll say $30 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Brandon Adams is going to join us next. He's the host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. You can also follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Georgia has a really big football game at home on Saturday against Alabama, and I bet Brandon Adams has a lot of thoughts about it. We'll find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you need?
We're about 15 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything that you'd like to wrap the show up as always. But 120 on Tuesdays, Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
B.A.
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Looking forward to, obviously, just a terrific weekend in college football, which includes, of course, Georgia-Alabama. So these are these big moments we get a few times during the fall. Big one, obviously, coming up.
Yeah, I mean, these are the kind of Saturdays that you look forward to all year, right? Like, obviously, it's fun when your favorite team plays, no matter who they're playing. But coming off the crazy win in Knoxville a couple weeks ago, then you get a bye. Then you get Alabama at home, which is fun anyway, but Alabama hadn't been to Athens in a decade, so that's cool. I mean, just from a storyline perspective, BA, this game has everything that you could want. What are the one or two things for you that stand out as you're looking forward to this game on Saturday?
Well, I think one of the things is I don't necessarily fully know how to explain it, but I feel like I recognize that it does exist, is that home field advantage actually become an even bigger deal in the SEC than it used to be. There was a point in time, you know, last November or so, where it just seemed like, you know, home teams just started winning everything. Now, obviously, Georgia bucked that trend by winning at Tennessee. But not only is it Alabama coming in for the first time in the Kirby Smart era to Athens, but you've also got, you know, the spectacle of home games now, where it's a night game, which means you'll have the light show and you'll have the fireworks and all the pyro. And I mean, it's really become a very theatric experience, which I think makes the crowd even more into it. So it is obviously a big deal to have Alabama coming in here, and it's a weird SEC anomaly that they haven't been here. But also, home games just mean so much more than they used to. And I'll say this, too. The other thing from a storyline standpoint, I think it's important, if you're Georgia, try to keep in mind as much as you possibly can, that it seems like Georgia's supposed to have the pressure in this game because it feels like they've beaten Alabama so infrequently, and to a certain extent that's true. But on the other side of that, this is an Alabama team that didn't make the playoff a year ago. This is a team that's already lost this year after losing three times a year ago. In the midst of the big spectacle of the game, I do think it's important to note that if any team is playing with pressure and therefore desperation, it should be Alabama and not Georgia. Of course, keeping that thought in mind is probably easier said than done.
But, hey, where do you rank with this whole – because I don't know, is it a blackout? Is it a red out? What – I mean, you know what? How do you feel about this as far as if it's a blackout, red out, white out, black jerseys, blue jerseys?
Generally speaking, I'm not anti-blackout, nor am I – this is a big deal for Georgia fans, too. We have a portion of the folks listening to us right now that think all this college football stuff is weird, and I totally acknowledge that. But for Georgia fans, this is a big deal. I'm not anti-blackout. I'm also not anti-people who want a blackout most of the time. But not this game, not this moment, for the simple reason, as Andy said, the game already has a storyline.
Right.
This is Alabama's first trip to Athens during the Kirby Smart era. You don't need to add a story to what's already a story. A phrase I use sometimes is, you don't need to put a hat on a hat. There's already something going on here. It's Bama's first trip in. And it's a blackout. That's just an unnecessary addendum to what's already an important storyline. So my message all week long and the last 2 weeks has been, black is a Georgia color. If you want to wear black, by all means, wear it. If you want to wear red, by all means, wear it. whatever color you wear, if you're lucky enough to have tickets to the game, the expensive ticket that it is,
no
just
kidding.
Make a bunch of noise. Yeah. Wear what you want to wear, but just make a bunch of noise once you get there.
And this is for fans, right? Like, the team's not wearing black jerseys, are they?
No. Kirby Smart is 1,000,009,000% not going to do that, which is one of the reasons why, if you noticed, and listen, I'm not going to try to, you know, stand in the way of, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, some, you know, bad guy character from a Canadian movie if you stand in the way of kids trying to have fun. But some of the students were pushing for the blackout, but some of us who were a little older had to step in and say, no, this is not happening. And so for the most part, the blackout has, for the most part, faded from discussion.
Good.
But you understand why people want to do it. That stuff like that's kind of fun, but just not this game, not this moment.
I don't care. Call me a villain. I'm anti.
Always.
They're going to have plenty of fun anyway.
It's going to be a great freaking
They're going to have fun.
It's going to be a great freaking
Wear
game.
Wear your normal jersey.
It's going to be a great freaking
okay?
game.
Okay?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
you're damn sure. Georgia. You're not Oregon.
B.A., what did you think about the three opponents? It's going to be Georgia, Auburn, Georgia, Florida. Obviously, those aren't going anywhere. But I thought it was going to be Kentucky. They decided to give us South Carolina.
Yeah, so obviously the two you have to have. You got to have Florida, you got to have Auburn. It's good, I believe, those two rivalries are preserved. It's a thing that's important. I'm like you. I had been under the assumption it was going to be Kentucky because basically that's what the reporting had sort of been, that, you know, A, this is the least popular thing internally the SEC's ever done. Nobody's happy, or at least I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of, you know, figures within the league are not happy about the 9-game schedule.
Really?
They're not happy about who they're playing. So it was very, I think, interesting as the SEC's rolled this out. It'll officially come out tonight. But as the SEC has rolled this out, they've made a big deal of, instead of calling them permanent opponents, they're calling them annual opponents. And they're making it known that this is for the next 4 years and not for the rest of our natural lives. And so I think South Carolina probably was at one point true. They did not want to play Georgia on an annual basis. But when you're told that, hey, after 4 years, we'll reevaluate this again, maybe it becomes just a little bit easier to sell that. That might be what's going on here. But ultimately, for Georgia, you want your two natural rivals. And other than that, whether it's Tennessee, South Carolina, Kentucky, it's probably fairly inconsequential. It is interesting to see how many of what we think of as traditional SEC rivalries will now not be played on an annual basis. So it is obviously a brand new horizon for the SEC. But at least within that, you can keep Georgia, Florida, and Georgia Auburn alive, which I do believe was really, really important.
Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, ahead of Georgia and Alabama on Saturday night. And you kind of hinted at some of the narrative about Georgia versus Alabama during the Kirby era. It's the one area where Kirby doesn't have a winning record. I feel a little different now since it's post Saban, but Kalen DeBoer's team beat them last year too. Like how do you view the Kirby Smart versus Alabama history?
Well, I'm sure you're not surprised to find out that I have my own spin on this. You know, when you look at the first two losses, 2017, 2018, look, that was Alabama at the height, the apex of its powers. That's Kirby Smart just getting started as a head coach. I don't think anyone would have said at the time it's a failure if Georgia's not already better than Alabama by year two, by year three. So I don't make that big of a deal about those two games. The third loss was in 2020. That's a pandemic year. You know pandemics don't count anyway. 2021, the SEC championship. Yeah. Look, that game was essentially an exhibition. The real game took place a few weeks later. We all know Georgia won.
So really, at that point, Georgia's undefeated against Alabama, actually.
Yeah. 2023, 2024, a little harder to explain away. But, you know, if we had more time, I'm sure I could come up with something.
Bad call. It was a bad call.
Yeah,
the ball hit the ground,
yeah,
clearly.
Because it did.
In the SEC championship
it did.
Game.
It did.
And last year, you're not allowed to do spin moves after you catch the ball. Like, that was cheating by Ryan Williams.
Yes,
well, I mean, in all seriousness, the 2023, I mean, that was of all the ones, that was a very painful one because it did stop. It was essentially a 30-game winning streak for Georgia. But, I mean, what's the alternative? Georgia's just going to win every game it plays for the rest of time? Because, I mean, like, that's essentially what that game prevented. And weirdly enough, I mean, I guess Alabama can take some credit in this, that if not for the two losses in December of 21 and then December of 2023, Georgia essentially sets the record for the most consecutive wins in college football history. So, or at least they're right there at the doorstep of it. So, I mean, I guess Alabama can have that as a claim to fame that they have stood in the way of Georgia, you know, putting together, which is essentially at one point in time, you'd almost be an unbreakable record. So I guess Alabama can take some credit from that for that.
Well done. Well done. We've been spinning stuff all day with the Falcons moving their OC down to the sideline and firing their wide receivers coach. That was just an addition to that.
The purpose of arguments is to win them. So whatever you have to say to
give yourself a
chance to win the argument, like that's what sports fans do. Listen, this is how we show our love for sports.
That's right.
We pick a side and we argue a side, as nonsensical as it might be. That's how we all have jobs, by the way.
Exactly right. Also, no one's ever accused us of being rational. Yeah. We're emotionally irrational. That's what it is. Hey, one final one, like an actual like on-field thing. I don't know what you're hearing. I know still it's a number of days away from the game, but Georgia picked up some pretty significant injuries, especially on the offensive line, before Tennessee and during Tennessee. What are you hearing health-wise?
So I think they feel pretty good about Dontrell Glover at the right guard spot right now, even though he's a freshman. Leaves you wondering, okay, what about Juan Gaston? Obviously, the expected starter at right tackle, Ernest Green. I think if I had to roll the dice, if I had to post my own odds about likelihood, I believe that Bo Hughley will probably be the guy at right tackle, but that's obviously just based on speculation. I had somebody who's far smarter than me, a medical-type person, tell me that he thought that Ernest Green, even going pre-Tennessee, was far more injured than people actually realized. And as it turns out, that analysis was probably true. So I do believe the offensive line, you're going to go into the game. It's going to be an issue. But as Kirby Smart kind of alluded to this week, look, nobody in college football probably has the dominant offensive line they once did. So the job for Georgia is just to coach around it, find a way to thrive even despite of it. But if I had to guess, it may be Glover, Hughley as your two starters on the right side, if I had to guess. And obviously we'll see how that goes. Georgia would obviously love to get both Ernest Green and Juan Gaston fully back healthy as soon as they possibly can.
B.A., we appreciate
it. You,
enjoy
B.
it on Saturday. I know you will.
Always fun to be with you guys and look forward to talking to you soon.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Obviously, he's heavily involved in the mix on Saturday. He'll be there and all the stuff that you know that you're going to get from him and Dog Nation Daily on Saturday as well. The Ernest Green thing sucks, man.
It does.
He's such a good player. He just can't stay healthy.
He's back, man. Yeah. And it's so crazy because of how long he's had it. You know, and it's one of the things where it just came back. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be because they got – I'm talking about Alabama. They got a physical-ass front. Mm-hmm. Very, very physical front. Very, like, you know, like old Alabama.
What's the status of their running back?
Who?
Jam Miller.
I think Jam was supposed to come back the week after this one.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Don't.
Because I know both teams had a bye, right?
Yes.
Leading into this game.
Yeah.
So.
But I thought they said after
okay.
the Georgia game.
I
just started the season when he first got hurt. I think that's what he said.
Okay. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything to close the show out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Couple phone lines open if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We will get to all four of these calls and probably have time for more as well. So if you want to jump on and ask a question, please do so. But we will start with Evan in Statham. Hey, Evan.
What's up, guys? So I've been meaning to call you for a couple weeks now, but what would you do in this situation that happened to me?
All right.
The first Falcons game of the season a few weeks ago, I went to lunch after church with my family at a place up in Athens, and they've got a big, massive TV in the middle, had the Falcons game on, and I was very satisfied. But about halfway through the first quarter, someone asked them to change the game to the Jets-Steelers game, and they did. And they put the Falcons game on a little tiny TV way in the corner. So what would you have done? Would you have been like, hold up. First game of the Falcons season.
Yeah.
We're in Georgia. What are you doing?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
What the hell you doing? You ain't was it a Jets bar in Athens?
No, it was what's called Flying Biscuit Cafe. It's
breakfast spot.
But you're in Georgia.
You're in Georgia.
I feel like that's a pretty easy one. Like,
Yeah, you should have raised all kind of hell.
Tough break, dude.
You get your little ass in the corner.
You got to go to the little TV to watch the Jets and the Steelers.
Yeah.
Falcons game's on the big screen. We're in Georgia.
Yeah.
And it seems like I'm surprised they did that.
Me too.
I'm surprised they switched that over. Come on, Flying Biscuit.
Oh, wow.
You can do better than
that. You can do a lot better than that.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I would have raised hell, though.
Yeah, you got to say something. Vince is in Gwinnett. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Andy. I don't know about your defense, but I will put UW's offense against anybody in the country, to be honest with you. Randy, my kid came up through that same program, but on the baseball side. Get your kid out there on that baseball field because – going over across the street is the best baseball high school in the country. Be honest with you.
Which one is that?
Parkview.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. He's begging to play baseball. Yes, he is.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, here's my question. Okay. All right, we talk about the tush push. But right now, if you're the Eagles, once you hit that 10-yard line, don't you put Jordan Davis in that backfield? Because at least you're going to do is draw in those linebackers and that strong safety. It's going to free up everything.
Well, I think –
thank you, Vince.
Hey, Vince. Appreciate it, man. I think they've been doing fine with the tush push.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always go back to the good old days when we had them, though. And they were
the lead blocker. Or no, wait, who did they hand it to?
Remember they gave it to Jordan Davis one time. Jordan scored. It took him like two times.
Jalen Carter caught a touchdown sometimes too.
But no, you remember Jalen on a touchdown run pancaked the guy
right
on that play.
God.
And then I remember Jordan Davis, they gave him the ball like up the middle, and I think it's like two times.
And he fell.
And he fell.
And then they gave it to him.
They gave it to him again.
Yeah, but I think the Eagles are doing fine with the tush push.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that can do it.
Yeah.
And they continue to do it and make people mad and all that stuff. But, I mean, the Jordan Davis season thus far has been insane.
Yes, it's been a lot like his last season here.
It really has.
Yeah,
Also, just what a life that man's led the last however many years, right? Couple national championships. Everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm.
He's with the band.
Yes.
He's directing the band.
Yes.
And he gets drafted there. He's been to a Super Bowl and won a different one,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's a champion at both levels, and now he's playing the best he's ever played.
Yes.
Dropped 30 pounds, he's playing the best he's ever played.
Yes. And he's about to get paid.
Yeah. And everybody loves him.
Yes.
Like, is this a story that he enjoys? All right. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
How you doing, fellas? I'm going to tell you, Republicans, they're not going to like this one, what I'm saying, but people are excited, and that 30 minutes, I saw it a little buzzing a little bit.
All right. Good. Good to have something.
That Charlotte is buzzing.
Thank
a little
you,
bit.
Derek. Well, don't the Hornets wear jerseys that say Buzz City?
I have no clue, Mike.
I think they're home, like they're what a City Edition, whatever. One of them said Buzz City. Ben Buzz and Charlotte.
Have had no clue about that.
Hornets are buzzing around. Again, it's good that they. You
yeah,
know.
Whatever. At the Falcons' damn expense.
A lot of off ramps and strip malls. Scott's in Marietta. Hey, Scott.
Hey, gentlemen. Hope you all doing well today.
Pretty good.
It's a pleasure listening to you. Tried to call in last week. This is more for Randy, I think. Randy, it wasn't like poor people, government cheese and bologna day the greatest thing in the world?
Damn. Well, it was awesome because we know no better. But, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
The biggest challenge in the world with that was you didn't want the cheese would always end up looking like a bicycle ramp. Because you could never cut it straight. You damn near had to, like, get the Rambo sword and put it in the fire. You know how you get the red tip to slice. But, yeah, man, good old government cheese and bologna sandwich. Damn right.
How about this last week, the last time you've eaten bologna? It's been a while.
It's been a while, dog. But I'm trying to think because, like, I don't – oh, God. We don't really have a lot of sandwich because the kids don't eat it.
Okay.
My wife buys it, but it always goes bad because she'll buy this whole thing and eat one damn sandwich.
So I ask because we got Lily a Lunchable last week. She was going to do like a Lunchable for Friday for her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it came home and she didn't eat like any of it. She ate the cookie out of it and some of the crackers.
Right.
And I was like, why? What's going on? She goes, because it was bologna. She was like, the meat was gross. And I was like, oh, all right. What a bougie little kid.
Oh, my God.
And I said to Ashley, I was like, but when you were a kid, like bologna was, that was, we were excited. I loved bologna sandwiches when I was a kid.
I don't know if we were excited or it was because I was always there.
I loved bologna when I was a kid.
I can't tell you if I loved bologna or not. All I know is I ate it.
Sure.
Like, I remember.
Nah, she's too good for bologna.
Like, I thought.
That's how you know we're rich.
Like, I thought we were the damn Jeffersons moving on up when Mama brought some ham one time.
Right.
Yeah. I think, like, there were certain things that we didn't do that I, like, when you, like, going to fast food places. Well, if Angel took his fast food, it was either payday or something. If we ever went to a restaurant to eat, like, we can do none of that stuff. We can do none of that.
I saw a thing on Instagram that said, if I saw my kids when I was a kid, I would think that they were rich.
Yes.
I definitely would think that about my kids.
Yes, no doubt about it, dude.
I feel good about.
Dude.
It means we're doing all right.
It was all right. I love it, though, man. But yeah, man, like, bottle of water. Bottle of water. You better get one of them ice cubes with the ice tray. We ain't had no thing on the refrigerator. Get ice cubes. No,
we still don't. Someday we will. We'll get there. I guess we're not quite rich yet. We'll get one of those refrigerator dispensers one of these days. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Hey, two quick things. A quick question. Well, two quick questions. The first one, what's the most pain that you've ever been in? Went to the doctor yesterday only to find out the pain I've been having in my stomach is actually 15 kidney stones.
Oh, that is 15 too many.
Yeah.
Kidney stones.
God.
And while y'all talking about food, what was the one meal that your mom used to cook that you promised yourself that you wouldn't eat when you was an adult? Mine, my mom used to cook, I promise you. It felt like three times a week. She used to cook cube steak.
Yep.
Rice and green beans.
Yep.
And I was like, never again when I get grown will I eat cube steak, rice, and beans.
You crazy. I love you some cube steak. It's been a long time since I had it.
Thank you, Mom.
I love my mom made that. I don't eat potted meat. There's no way in hell God willing, that I'll never, damn potted meat. Vienna sausages.
Some would have to go pretty wrong.
Yeah, some have to go wrong in my life.
I know some people like it.
My wife eats Vienna sausages and Spam. Every Sunday for breakfast. That's a big Filipino thing. She puts she puts them in a skillet, have the whole damn house smelling like damn Vienna sausages and she likes her eggs, was it over something with the yolk?
Over easy.
Over easy. With that, man, this is
over medium?
Over whatever with rice.
Mm-hmm.
Let her sister come. That's my whole house is smelling like that.
That actually sounds pretty
man,
good.
Man, you crazy.
Rice spam and an egg?
With some damn.
You don't like runny yolk?
That sounds
hell
good.
No.
To me.
Y'all really? Y'all crazy.
That's like a loco. That's like that loco.
Yeah, please. Every Sunday, that house be smelling like spam and Vienna sausages. So there's no way in there. But like I said, something got to go completely wrong for me to eat potted meat or that.
My mom used to make, she's probably listening, and I loved it when you made it, but we don't eat it much anymore. She used to make tuna salad. It was just noodles and like a can of tuna and like cream of mushroom soup and like cheese on top of it.
Like a tuna casserole?
Tuna casserole, yeah. Isn't that, what did I say?
I don't know.
Yeah, she would like tuna casserole.
Yeah, I think tuna casserole is, and no offense, Mom, I love you. You know
it
how much I love
not
you.
Good.
You know how much I love you, Mom, and everything. I hope you brought me something back from over there. Yeah, that's awful.
It's not good.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
what
good.
It was.
But I'm going to tell you like this. You weren't the only one. Mama did. Mama?
That meal cooks in 15 minutes.
Yep.
And we're fed and we're fine.
Yeah, man. You but
know? She worked hard all day.
She did, but I know. My mom did the same thing, dog. It's like, we're like, what the hell is this, Mom?
All right.
Yeah.
So, wait. Oh, again? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother had this one thing. It was ribs with sauerkraut. So it'd be in a big ass pot, and she would have the sauerkraut with the ribs in it.
Was it good?
I ate it.
Right, but that's not the question.
I ate it.
You didn't want to starve.
No, I didn't want to starve because it wasn't no choices
it's
in
all
my
one
house.
Of those, like, there's not a lot.
It wasn't no choices in my house.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. It was eat it or don't.
There was never two meals.
Go to bed hungry. Yes. Like, there's not a lot of foods that were prepared when I was a kid that I make now.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But I got a new meatloaf recipe because meatloaf was one of them.
My mom would make meatloaf, and I love it.
And I got a new meatloaf recipe.
I do love
a keto meatloaf recipe. Banging.
I do really like it.
Banging.
Mike is in Noonan. Hey, Mike.
How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. I'm going to put you on if you put over easy eggs on top of your hash browns at Waffle House.
That was crazy. She does that. She does that.
What is wrong?
I don't like yolk.
Oh, you don't like yolk?
I don't like the yolk part. You remember when we were at Twin Peaks and I get the burger with the egg on it?
Uh-huh.
I make sure they fry it hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fry my egg hard.
I like a little yolk.
No, I'm good on the yolk. I'm good on that right there. I don't know why.
Well, my question is, back to the Falcons. Since they got rid of Ike Hilliard, how many more games do you think Zach Robinson has before Raheem is forced to fire him?
I just don't know.
Just curious. Your opinion.
I think it's like
14.
Is there a play caller on the? There's. I went through the whole thing. There isn't a play caller.
Now, to be fair, Zach also never called plays before last year.
You're absolutely correct.
So it's a very inexperienced staff offensively from that standpoint.
Yes.
But it is what it is. Like, that's the staff that they came with last year, and it's the same group this year for the most part, by and large. TJ Yates has never called plays in the NFL before.
Yeah.
I know Raheem was the wide receivers
coach.
Was he the passing game coordinator?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But he's never called plays.
Yeah,
never
so
been an offensive
coordinator. If anything happens, I can go. TJ Yates can go call plays.
Right. But what would make people think that would be better?
I don't
know. What I mean?
I
guess the thought would be it can't be worse.
Yes, or flesh. That piece of flesh.
Right, pound of flesh. Yeah, again, I really don't think that there's like a viable option in season.
Yes.
Nobody brings somebody in from outside to call plays in season. Does that happen?
It has happened. I just can't think of the exact time.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, okay, so you got this, you got a bye week coming up. Like, that's just so much. It's just so much. So I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
I don't see it happening.
And you know what? They go out there and score 31 on Sunday against Washington and win the game. Then you don't have to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things with Zach. My biggest thing with Zach is not running the football.
Yes,
I think the passing game is fine. I think Michael's missing. Mm. I honestly think Michael is missing. I think if Michael hits five throws in two games, they're 2-1.
Yeah, it's a 100%.
I think if Mike on plays that Zach Robinson called,
yep,
that if Michael hits those plays, they're 2-1.
I agree. Cody is incoming. Final call. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I'm still on the Falcons, too. So my thing is, we're only, 3 weeks into the season going into our fourth week, so barely a month into the season. We're closer to the off season than the actual season. And it ain't like we're, in December, January, firing people, moving Zach down to the sideline. So why do y'all think these decisions weren't seen during practices and the real live game situations Why all of a sudden are they saying our receivers coach needs to be fired and everything when they were just in the offseason working? Was he like just fine then, just 3 weeks ago?
It's
or
a great
like,
question.
What's going on there?
I think
that's
it's a great
dysfunction.
Yeah, great question.
I think it's more than anything, you still have to see it. Mm-hmm. And you can't really judge. I mean, you judge your kicker off of one damn game.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, he missed a kick and you got rid of him.
Because last year.
Because of last year, right? You don't know, you didn't anticipate. I didn't anticipate it looking like this. Especially, I didn't anticipate the receivers looking the way they are. They have been unacceptable. Now we understand why. There's no reason why with Moody, because he's missed all of camp, coming back, and you could tell he's just not there yet.
Yeah, but also everything's going to look fine in scripted scrimmages against yourself.
It's a big difference.
Now, again, I'm not going to go back to the play in preseason thing, but like maybe some of this stuff can get worked on when you're doing that because you are at least in the booth and on the field,
right?
But I'll go back to what I said at 11. I don't think any of it has anything to do with why they're playing how they're playing. I think it's stuff you do when you have to do something.
But I think they're,
when you lose 30 to nothing, you got to do something.
That's one of the things where you got to do, let's call it like home cleaning, house clean the house. You got to figure that out because I'm with you. I believe that. Michael hits five of those throws, and they're 2-1.
Yeah. I don't think Zach Robinson coming down to the field or Ike Hilliard
it's going
to
make it
that.
Indifferent.
Michael Penix has to play better.
Yes, period.
Or a lot of other people are going to get fired.
Yep.
As we've said for the whole year, mm-hmm. It all boils down to that dude. That dude's got to play great or a bunch of people are getting fired. No pressure, though. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Andy has a high standards for backs.
Oh, I did say that.
Yes.
You knew what I meant. When it comes to meat, impossible to eat something impossible if you're Randy.
Yeah. Impossible.
Familiarity comes with playing with each other. And give Randy the bag on everything.
Yep. All right. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.